Our next guests are a four-piece band originally from Ballarat, part of the indie rock pop scene with an epic new track, Cracked Not Creased. We're excited to welcome Sam Darcy Band. Welcome to the Hoist Boys. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
So we've got Sam, we've got Dave, we've got Nick, and we've got Peter.
There's also another Nick, but he couldn't be here.
Yeah, oh, so there's right a five-piece action going.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first off, tell us a bit about yourself. So just, you know, how'd you get into music? How'd you guys meet, form this band, that kind of thing?
Most of us are from Ballarat, actually. So as you said before, we all sort of met mainly in high school. We just sort of connected from there, really. Zave was at a different school as well, but we knew him through another couple other bands just through time. And then by luck, all of us sort of moved down to Melbourne as we kind of finished high school and then reconnected a little bit. I had a couple of songs that I wanted to sort of explore a little bit more outside other bands and thought we'd, you know, just jam it and see what happened. And Bob's your uncle. It's kind of gone from there since, really.
Yeah, cool. Was the move down to Melbourne, was that driven by like the musical scene?
A little bit, yeah. It's kind of hard in places like Ballarat or Geelong, a little bit more regional, because there's not as many chances, I guess is a good way to put it. Or you get to a certain level and then it's hard to grow it anymore.
Yeah. For sure.
So coming down to Melbourne, it's just like a fresh start. You got so many different opportunities. There's so many different music scenes as well you can kind of tap into.
Definitely.
More venues. Yeah, more nights playing, Thursdays all the way through to Sundays. It's almost exciting to get out and, you know, see what's around.
Yeah. Did you guys used to like gig around in Ballarat or?
There's three music venues. There's like...
Pass the mic around.
Yeah, there's like basically the three music venues, I think. So once you play them, you can't really go anywhere else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we always used to play in different bands as well in the different sort of sections. So it was kind of like, oh, yeah, g'day, how you going? Oh, good to see you, yep. And then as we moved to Melbourne, it was like, oh, let's have a jam together because we're, you know, it's almost like a lot of Ballarat people will hang out with a lot of Ballarat people in Melbourne now as well.
Okay.
Just like doing gigs together or seeing each other on a night out. So you sort of... Although a lot of people are in the same headspace and moving up, you're still always sort of around and near each other as well.
For sure. So when you're still Ballarat based, did you ever catch the V-line down to do a concert in Melbourne?
All the time, yeah.
Zave doesn't have his license, so I think he's probably the most V-line experienced.
Yeah, I caught the train, what was it, yesterday? Yeah. Go see my mum. Happy Mother's Day. You know?
Yeah, it's got a couple of quiet experiences on the line, I think. It's hit and miss sometimes.
For sure. Well, tell us a bit about Crack Not Creased. Like, how did this kind of, you know, song come about, the inspiration behind it, the writing process, that kind of thing?
I think originally wrote it just like the idea around it's, I guess, kind of learning more about friends or family or someone in your life who's not exactly who they are. Or the more you learn about them, the more you sort of feel a bit less like you know them, I guess. And I guess it kind of, I wanted to put a darker twist on the song for us, because we're kind of more of a happy-go-lucky, sort of very light dream pop sort of sound. So with this song, we kind of wanted to change it up a little bit more and got a bit of darker tone.
Yeah, for
sure. I'm kind of more Zave, if anything, more likes a little bit more darker, heavier stuff as well.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, you know, it might be nice to switch it up.
Are we talking like Nirvana or what sort of darker, heavy kind of?
Oh, I like a bit of everything. We all do.
But, cool.
I don't know. Sometimes I just, you know, want to tap into some different emotions.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's like personal for all of us, you know, we all find like our own meanings. Obviously Sammy does most of the writing for lyrics and everything like that, but like I guess just all of us knowing and putting our own twist on it with our own instruments, you know what I mean?
Actual creation of the song, it was just like, I think I had a progression, like a three chord progression, and I was just like, all right, this is how it sounds, this is kind of one inspiration track wise and then we'll just jam it from that and see what kind of happened.
Okay.
And it kind of just kind of took off from that, and we were like, all right, let's just try and tap into that sort of sadder, more depressing side, I guess.
Yeah. Do you guys like being categorized as like an indie band, or do you kind of want to break free from that sort of label?
I think if you ask each of us individually, it might be a different answer.
Okay.
I think for me, I like it, yes, because I think that's the demographic kind of going for, I guess.
For sure, yeah.
It's just the market there is a little bit in terms of what you want as people.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening like that sort of stuff, but it's really just sort of let the music speak for itself, I think, and then see what follows from that.
Definitely. I agree. I was just going to say, like, it's also, like, subjective as well, like, how you categorise it, because, you know, you might, like, an old granny's interpretation of techno.
She would say something's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's up to interpretation, right? Would you guys agree?
Big time. And you don't want every song to be, like, the same genre as well.
No,
you know? Sometimes like you just want to, like with this song for example, maybe different, less upbeat than some of the other songs, so it's good.
Yeah, I think it's just like, it's almost just, oh okay, this is, we can actually do other stuff than just like the classic indie rock sort of bedroom pop vibe. It's like a bit of a like a, oh look, we can actually be a bit more versatile with stuff.
Yeah,
we kind of want to show that, because we had a couple other singles in the works as well that we sort of have recorded ready to go, but we were kind of like very similar to our last one. And we kind of all agreed as a group that we sort of just wanted to go in something completely different and just sort of switch it up, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
So,
got a question for you guys. What's your dream gig venue and, you know, festival event? What would you love to headline?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Far out. I don't know. I think, like, playing an amphitheatre would be sick. Like, Music Bowl, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be,
I think that's attainable, you know?
Cool. Yeah,
no, yeah, we'll
we've
make
got
it.
Some mates who played there.
Yeah, we did. We went to a friend of ours. His name's Macca. We went to uni with him. He plays in the Velvet Club. And they opened for the Lewis from One Direction. I can't remember.
Lewis Tomlinson.
That's him. That, look, that was sick. So someone like that, it's a great shout, to be honest.
That'd be cool.
Any of our festivals, I think, wise would be pretty sick as well.
Yeah.
You're always kind of keen to get on those. But
would you guys headline Coachella?
Oh, game changer.
Or are you more like, fair enough. What about Glastonbury? I feel like that's an epic
one. We could tap into that.
Yeah.
UK trip could be nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Worldwide.
Bring back the bands at festivals, you know.
Yeah. More bands, less techno.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have like a dream collaborator as well? Like, is there any artist you guys would love to kind of jump on a song together with?
Or one by one?
Yeah, you guys go along.
I'll go first. I'll go Toro and Moi. I love his production.
Nice.
So I've always been a big fan of that. Just think the simplicity of it is very good as well. And his album's been on repeat the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah,
so it definitely helps.
Good pick.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Maybe there's this guy called Jeff Tweedy. He's in a band called Wilco.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Slapper.
I got nothing. I'm trying to think of someone local that like.
I'd go Daft Punk. Parcels.
Parcels.
Parcels had some. They had like Daft Punk helping them write songs and produce and stuff like that. And I'm just like, shit. The guys are retired now. But
yeah.
Great.
If we could get a little, you know,
a little slide in, you know.
Yeah, they have the most epic collabs ever. Julian Casablancas, they got everyone. Yeah, okay, amazing.
Also, can I say, like, what elements do you guys each add to the band?
Ooh.
Like, questions go around, you know, like,
interesting one. I think I love to keep stuff simple. So in terms of, like, creating of songs, structure-wise, I usually like to try and strip it back and keep it simple as possible, verse, chorus. Don't overdo it as much. It's quite funny because the song that we're releasing now is like the most complicated one. But I guess in terms of just like not trying to go overboard, I think is probably what I add the most.
Is that the teacher in you kind of coming
maybe
through,
I think
like,
so a little
it,
bit
yeah.
It's just like, let's just strip it back, let's not overthink this too much, let's just lock in what we can do and sort of build around that.
Yeah, for sure.
Pete?
Probably melody.
I think
counter melody to the lyrics, something in the background.
Pete brings some slapper melody lines on top.
Pete's always got the most beautiful little bits that just slot in. It's lovely. I just mess around on synth. I don't really do anything, but I'm always like, I'm always kind of fighting Sammy. I'm like, oh, we need to like not repeat this bit, we should have like an extra section. I'm like,
the devil on the shoulder, you know.
Absolutely.
I reckon energy.
Energy. Good mix.
Who's like out of 10? How you guys feeling? It's like 3, 4, 8 guys. Hey, come on, let's do it. You know,
designated hype man almost for rehearsals. After a big day of like work, you need someone who just drags it up.
Amazing.
I think other Nick keeps us all in check.
That's right.
He's always looking over us. He's older than all of us.
He's
the drummer as well. So he's always at the back, you know, just keeping us in line.
Yeah,
terrific drummer too.
Locking us in.
I've got another hard-hitting question for you guys.
Go for it.
If you could enter into, you know, Lack of Version, what cover would you...
It's a tough one. I always think about this question all the time. Because I think it's like, you can't do a song, like a classic song that's a hit.
Like,
you can, but it can't be one that's like, Ori perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to find a middle ground between like a song that everyone knows but isn't done perfectly or something.
It's one that you can improve with only your sound.
If it was my choice, I reckon it'd be something like Stuck in the Middle, which is by
Steeler's Wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another Melbourne band called Pulling the Pockets. They do a cover of it, and it goes off every time. I'm like, that's a track everyone would know, but at the same time, not a perfect track, I feel. Can be upped.
Yeah, especially with, like, an Aussie sound. Because we were talking about before with, like, Royal Otis, like, they're breaking through just purely based on the fact that, like, their Aussie accent comes through.
Yeah. And it's just a beautiful vocal tone as well. Yeah. Like,
it's interesting to say that. Sam has always, like, talked to me about, like, how a lot of people, you know, they don't necessarily use their Aussie accent or they'll sing, like, American stuff that they've heard.
Yeah.
And so I think it's good sometimes I hear Sam, like, really...
I think as Australians collectively, like, we're really finding our sound. We've had enough. No more Americanization.
It's no longer cringe to use the Australian accent.
I think H2O did it first, to be honest.
When you can hear some good, like, really solid Australian vowels in, like, yous or I's or ands or anything like that, end of, like, sentences.
I think the chats have really grandfathered.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the extreme, you know.
Missy Elliott as well.
True. Do you mean Missy Higgins? I think Missy Elliott's American.
No, that's so cool.
Anyway, we'll go along. She wishes to have one. You don't have one?
Okay.
We did a pretty ripping cover of Stayin' Alive.
That's right, we did Stayin' Alive.
Ooh, the BJ's track.
Sam was playing the wrong key.
So yeah.
We listened back to it. It was really shocking, but he played it off pretty well.
Yeah. Do you go into the high pitch vocals? Do you try and mimic the beat?
Can you give us a rendition?
Yeah.
You might blow your ears out.
Give us a little sample.
I'm going to have to stand back.
There you go. That's it, man.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was about like after 4 p.m.
Rivets.
Perfect.
10 rivets.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any final questions, Vaughn?
I think you guys, we're going to play your song. Yeah. Really excited to hear it.
Do you guys want to announce your own song?
Do you want to plug it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next song you're going to hear is Cracked Not Creased. And yeah, we've got a show this Friday at the Cactus Room. So if you're free, come on down. And we're excited to meet you all there. Hope you enjoyed.
And you guys say you're listening to The Hoist.
You're listening to The Hoist.
You.